With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. 15 people have been injured in the collision of a train and a fire truck in Delray Beach, Florida today. Three firefighters and 12 passengers hurt. There have been no reports of any fatalities. Russian leader Vladimir Putin apologizing to his Azerbaijan counterpart for what he calls a tragic incident following the crash of that airliner in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. He, though, has stopped short of acknowledging that Moscow was responsible. BBC correspondent Audrey Vladov.
It is very rare for Putin to apologize. This tragedy happened in Russian airspace, but actually the plane crashed in Kazakhstan. What he appears to be apologizing is, and he promised full cooperation in the investigation, is that something happened in airspace that caused the crash of the plane. He didn't mention what, but clearly the Kremlin statement points out that the Russian air defenses were working to repel Ukrainian drone attacks. So in a way, it could be seen as an admission that the thing that caused the plane to crash happened in Russian airspace.
Also at srnnews.com, stocks closing lower Friday, ending a holiday shortened week on a down note. Bob Agnew has the latest.
The S&P 500 fell 1.1% of its value on Friday, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 333 points. The Nasdaq Composite dropped by 1.5%. The Magnificent Seven stocks weighed on the market, led by declines in NVIDIA, Tesla, and Microsoft. Even with the loss, the S&P 500 had a modest gain for the week and is still headed for its second consecutive annual gain of more than 20%.
Discount chain Big Lots reaching a deal that will keep hundreds of its stores open. This is SRN News. Iraqi lawmakers now consider some very troubling legislation.
At issue is a constitutional amendment which would, amongst other things, allow men to marry girls as young as the age of 9. Muslim radicals dominate Iraq's legislature, and they see no problem with child marriage. The proposed legislation would also limit the rights of women when it comes to child custody and inheritance. Religious freedom advocates and human rights campaigners are urging the Iraqi parliament not to approve the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge ruling Missouri's near-total abortion ban unenforceable under a new constitutional amendment, but Planned Parenthood says it still isn't able to resume providing abortions in Missouri. That's because the judge has left in place license requirements for abortion facilities, which Planned Parenthood says it cannot currently meet. This is SRN News. Well, tips from experts to help you change your relationship with money in the new year. Here's Ron Taylor.
As the calendar changes to 2025, you might be thinking about how to approach your relationship with money in the new year. Whether you're saving to move out of your parents' house or pay off student loan debt, financial resolutions can help you stay motivated. If you're planning to make financial resolutions for the new year, experts recommend that you start by evaluating the state of your finances in 2024. Then set specific goals and make sure they're attainable for your lifestyle. Ron Taylor reporting.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her agency will need to start taking extraordinary measures intended to prevent the nation from hitting the debt ceiling as early as January 14th. Department has taken such action in the past, but once those measures run out, the government risks defaulting on its debt unless lawmakers agree to borrow. More details at srnnews.com.